The book of John, chapter 19, we continue at verse 16. Then Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified, and the soldiers took him away. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had a notice posted on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but only that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they divided his garments into four parts, one for each soldier, with the tunic remaining. It was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it. Instead, let us cast lots to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." So that is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and her sister, as well as Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." So from that hour, this disciple took her into his home. That was John chapter 19, verses 16 through 27. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word at godswordeveryday.com.